talking about horror movie rest stops where there's killers, where your car breaks down.
Okay, so rest stops. They're kind of creepy at night, huh?
Yeah, with all those strange bugs, spiders, and a new bug that's called a locust that eats your skin. There's green moth looking. And sometimes they have pointy, sharp leg parts.
Okay, rest stops are also famous for, in the movies, where killers hide out and kill people, right?
Yeah, like in the deserts.
Yeah. So what scares you about the rest stops?
I'm scared about going out far to try and find a ghostly city, a bandit city. Like going all the way out there where there's coyotes.
Now these rest stops, sometimes there's something wrong with them, like the power's not on, or
Ghosts are flickering the light off and on.
Or the lights are flickering on and off, or they're really dirty and you can't go to the bathroom.
And not see a thing.
Yeah. Now where do killers like to hide?
I would say they like to hide in the woods where it's desert where it's dark.
And they also hide in one of the bathroom stalls, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they come at you.
But what I always do is, at school, I look down and see if there's feet, and I would get out.
But sometimes the killer stands on the toilet so you can't see feet, so that doesn't always work.
Yeah, but if it's a big guy, you can see it and run.
Yeah, but that doesn't always happen in the movies, do they?
No.
No. What else do you want to talk about rest stops?
That I don't understand why trucks would, like, trucks with stuff in it, why would they go in there? Like, stop there and nobody's in the car.
Well, sometimes there's rest stops that have showers, so the truckers can go and have a shower and go to the bathroom and freshen up so they can drive some more. That's why.
Now tell me, why do you always find sometimes a soda machine and a vending machine where you get food?
Yeah, some rest stops, they also want to feed you. So they have vending machines with food and there's with sodas or there's water. Because now, you know, everybody's trying to go healthy. So they always try to supply water now.
Sometimes the killers hide in the vending machine and break out like a machete, a hammer, an axe, and cut their way
through. Hide behind it. They can't break out of it.
Yeah, but why can't little kids only hide behind the vending machine?
Because the space is so small.
Yeah. I don't understand why the killer would go in there.
Because if sometimes they're too big to hide in the stalls, or there's not a hiding place to hide around there, so behind the vending machine would be perfect.
Or behind your car where you're gonna get a drink that can kill you there. And they can grab your face so nobody else hears you.
Right. Because a lot of the times these killers, they're there to rob people.
Mm-hmm.
But if they kill them, that means nobody will tell what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But if they drop their weapon and don't find it, then, like, other people can go, like, the cops. Because sometimes the cops hide there.
Sometimes, but in horror movies it's very rare because you can't have somebody rescuing the victim.
Uh-huh. But most of the time, sometimes, it's rare to, like cowboys are still around, or Indians, and there could be a weird alien-looking thing that's a killer, like, in the woods.
You're funny. I think we covered it, do you think?
Yeah, I guess.